This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The month of Muharram is one of the months of the Islamic calendar. In the Islamic calendar, the lunar calendar, we have 12 months. The first of these months is the month of Muharram. And the month of Muharram is a special month. It's a blessed month. It's a chosen month. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He creates His creation and He gives a precedence and a rank over parts of His creation over others. And indeed, He's raised the month of Muharram in rank. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ مِنْهَا 4 حُرُمْ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمْ فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. The meaning of which is, verily the number of months with Allah is 12 months. It was ordained by Allah on the day when He created the heavens and the earth. Of them, 4 are sacred. 4 months out of the 12 months are sacred. They're known as Ashhur al-Hurm. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is the right and correct religion. So wrong not yourselves therein. Meaning, do not oppress yourselves by sinning therein. Now this doesn't mean that the month of Muharram is only the month that we shouldn't sin therein. But if you sin during the sacred months, then the reality of your sin is greater in consequence than the sin done during a month that is not considered sacred. In the hadith of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the year is 12 months, of which 4 are sacred. 3 of these sacred months are consecutive: Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram. So these 3 months come together, right? We have the 11th month of the year, the 12th month of the year, and then the first month of the year. They are together in sequence. And then the 4th of these sacred months is the month of Rajab, which comes between Jumada, meaning Jumada al-Ukhra, and Sha'ban. Because you have Jumada al-Ukhra, then Rajab, then Sha'ban. Rajab also is from the sacred months. Now, regarding the month of Muharram, and aside of it being special because it's from the sacred months, it's also special for another reason. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said that the best fast after Ramadan, we know that the fasts of Ramadan are the compulsory fasts, right? So after the compulsory fasts, we have months in which we can fast the voluntary fast. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said the best month to fast the voluntary fast is the month of Muharram. So in the narration, he says the best fast after Ramadan is Shahrullah al-Muharram, is the month of Allah known as Muharram. Now, this veneration that we see in how the month has been mentioned in the genitive form, or what we call in the Arabic language, using the concept of idafa, Shahrullah, the month of Allah, this approach in the Arabic language indicates how venerated something is. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is highlighting to us how Allah has chosen this month and venerated it and has made it the best month after the month of Ramadan to fast. Now, we know, brothers and sisters in Islam, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't fast the entire month besides the month of Ramadan. But what this means is we are encouraged to make full use of the month of Muharram and fast as many voluntary fasts as we can. The Monday fast, the Thursday fast, the fast of the 3 white days, and then also we have the fast of Ashura, which is the fast that is done on the 10th of Muharram, preferably with a day before it or a day after it. And whoever fasts this day, the 10th of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them the rewards of being forgiven, the forgiveness of 1 year. Now this applies to their minor sins being forgiven, because as for the major sins, as a general rule, to be forgiven for major sins, one needs to practice an act of worship known as tawbah. They need to repent and practice repentance. So generally, whenever we see in a narration, if you do a certain thing, then your sins will be forgiven, or 2 years worth of sins will be forgiven, or 1 year's worth of sins will be forgiven, or the sins between this Friday and the next will be forgiven. It's in relation to the minor sins. So let us make an extra special effort, brothers and sisters in Islam, to meet the month of Muharram prepared and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of our ability therein. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Ameen ya Rabb.